For decades, Alaska has struggled to get running water and sewer systems to its rural communities. An estimated 10,000 people still lack both. And now that job may be getting harder. As Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, climate change is exacerbating old problems and creating new ones.
For years, the village of Unalakleet has piped in drinking water from a creek several miles away. The water main runs along the beach, buried underground. Or at least, it was buried. But in the last several years, that beach has taken a beating. City Council member Judy Katungan remembers one storm in particular.
The surf just was pounding. It moved conexes.
Big shipping containers that were sitting out by the water. The storm tore away parts of the bank, exposing the water main. Unalakleet has always had fall storms, but in recent years, the village has lost its armor. Sea ice forms later, and storms have eaten away at the coastline. Katungan says residents worry one big storm could cut off their drinking water supply.
It's very urgent. We've been struggling with water problems ever since that storm.
And it's not just Unalakleet. Communities around the state seem to be dealing with new threats to water and sewer systems from environmental changes linked to global warming. Bill Griffith is with the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
That does feel at times like you thought you had sort of the water and sewer challenge already solved for some communities, and now you're going back to the drawing board.
Griffith has been working on these issues for more than 20 years, funding projects all over the state. And he says there's been a shift in the kinds of projects he's asked to fund. Thawing permafrost is warping water and sewer lines. Along the coast and rivers, erosion is threatening the lakes that communities use for drinking water or the lagoons where they dump sewage. Streams and reservoirs that used to be reliable sources of water are now less reliable.
It's one of those things that you might have been looking at for a while, but you just weren't connecting the dots.
But sometime over the last 5 or 10 years, Griffith says, he realized more and more issues were linked to warmer temperatures. There's no real way to quantify it. The state doesn't track the problem. But Griffith says, from where he's sitting, it's pretty clear. Perhaps the most dire example is the village of Newtok in western Alaska, which has been trying to relocate for over a decade. Erosion has wiped out the sewage lagoon, and residents are now forced to empty their honey buckets into the rivers. Laura Eichelberger is a researcher who visited Newtok last summer to study the health impacts. She described raw human waste and toilet paper floating in the same water where people keep their boats.
I'm almost at a loss for words on how to describe that, because it shows you how few options people have when both of the rivers that they rely on for subsistence are also their sewage lagoon.
And Newtok's drinking water source is also at risk. It sits about 60 feet from the river, and the village expects to lose it sometime this year. Eichelberger says people are doing a remarkable job of managing under intolerable circumstances, but ultimately, something's got to give.
The environment is now changing faster than we can respond. It's not that we weren't contending with melting permafrost or damage to infrastructure or flooding or erosion before, but the pace of that is problematic.
That pace of change is also hitting the North Slope borough. Last August, the village of Point Lay lost its freshwater source when its reservoir suddenly drained into a nearby river. Permafrost separating the lake from the river had disintegrated. Kenneth Robbins is an advisor to the borough mayor.
You have to say it's climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it. The permafrost is more active than it has been in the past.
He says permafrost temperatures are rising. The active layer, which thaws each year, is expanding. And sudden disasters are more likely, like Point Lay's reservoir simply disappearing.
Yes, it's a natural lake. Yes, it's near a natural river. They both change in shape. And historically, did those things happen? Absolutely. But I think they're happening more often now than they used to.
The borough bought a desalination unit in case Point Lay or another village has to rely on salt water. There's an effort underway to drill groundwater wells. And the borough is now using different engineering techniques to install water and sewer lines into permafrost. Whatever happens, Robin says he's confident that people on the North Slope can figure it out.
The culture and the people have lived here for thousands of years. I think if they've proven anything, they adapt.
And communities across the state are scrambling to do just that. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.